As a homeowner, I can't help myself. I'm always thinking about fixing this and changing that. For the money, for the beauty, for the knowledge and the peace of mind, it's about time for the Love My Renovation Project with Mike Young.
Happy Easter, everyone. For those of you who don't have a family to be with today and decided to be with us, we appreciate it. We're here every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. Welcome to Love My Renovation Project, where we discuss all things regarding renovation projects with either the FHA 203K Homestyle Renovation Mortgage or the VA Renovation Loan products, just to name a few. If you haven't already heard, some time ago, the VA, which offers 100% veteran financing on homes, added the $35,000 worth of work, and now they have an unlimited number up to their loan amount. So you can get a home with 100% financing and the money to fix it up, all with 100% financing. Most 203Ks go off without a hitch, and from time to time, you'll find yourself with nobody to talk to on your side when they don't. So we started a company called 203K911, or a service. It's not a company. And the service is to help you resolve those problems. So far, I think we've tipped the scale at over 400 people assisted, and 99% of those were helped without a dime, without a cost to them. They were able to take care of their problems. Most problems are really insignificant. They're very significant to the borrower, to the person in the middle of the problem. But when you step back and look at them, quite often it's a matter of communication, or more so, a lack of communication. We'll get into that as we go along. In any case, if you'd like to be part of the show today, please contact us at 888-627-6008, toll free, and ask your renovation questions. If you have a topic you'd like to us to discuss in more specific terms and you don't want to be on the radio, you can email us at radio@my203kconsultant.com. In that case, the next radio show, we'll talk about some of those items. Last Wednesday, I was privileged to be the guest speaker at Merritt College in Oakland. I had fun from what I hear, Guy Faulkner, who was the instructor and who had invited me, said it was evident that the class had a good time as well. And that's good. I mean, I like to share our knowledge with people that seek that information, and we're happy to do so. I was attempting to open their eyes to the wonderful world of real estate. These are students that are going to become realtors or lenders in this wonderful business. I pointed out that the MLS is not the only source for finding real estate and attempted to get them to think out of the box a little if they would. As an example, I suggested they might visit the REIA, the Real Estate Investment Association, and get familiar with their group. So for those of you who don't know about the REIA, it's the Real Estate Investment Association. You can go to a Google search or Yahoo search and put in REIA, all caps, and then California, if you're in California or whatever state you may be in, including the state of confusion. Not really. Anyway, so we're going to put that in a search window and kick it up. In California alone, there's over 30, as I recall the last time I looked, there was over 30 different branches of the REIA. These people are real estate investors, and there are some wholesalers at each REIA. If you're looking for property to purchase, it's a very good place to go. If you're a home buyer looking for a house and your realtor has been unsuccessful, you and the realtor go along over there and find a house. Quite often, you can find one that's already fixed up. So key is we need properties sometimes, like right now. I understand that the market is very low, has a low inventory. In reality, there's not. There's plenty of houses for sale. It's just you have to know where to look for them. So anyway, on with the show. This week, we had several interesting email questions that came across. One is, can I make repairs to a retaining wall with my FHA 203K loan? Well, of course you can. Is that the only repair? I don't know. Short answer is yes, you can. You can complete most repairs utilizing the FHA 203K loan guarantee program. Remember that FHA doesn't loan money. HUD, Housing and Urban Development, is made up of two entities, FHA and VA. The VA does loan money. The FHA merely guarantees the bank if they loan their money. But you can certainly fix retaining walls, foundation repairs, or replacement for that matter. If your foundation is shot, you know, we had one not long ago. In fact, the screensaver on my computer is a house that we did where we raised the house. The foundation itself, I could have grabbed anywhere in the concrete with my hand and just squeezed and come out with a handful of mush. That was the foundation. We removed that foundation under this 203K and replaced the entire foundation. It was fun, entertaining, and enlightening at the same time. The contractor that did that was rather old, almost my age now. Anyway, they lifted the house up, and I thought they lifted it too high. And when I went to do the first draw and I asked him, I said, wow, why do you have it up so high? And he said, because I'm old. And it was easier to lift this up a little higher and not be so bad on my construction back. So that's what he did. But you can use the 203K to replace or repair a roof as long as you're not replacing the structure. Excuse me, I beg your pardon. I'm thinking of the limited 203K, which you could not touch the structure. On a full 203K, you can replace the roof and the structure if need be. In fact, we're doing one right now where it had an illegal second story that we're tearing down and rebuilding. It was built without permits. You can do interior, exterior paint, lead paint abatement or removal, asbestos abatement or removal, room additions, complete room additions. When I talked to the class on Wednesday night, last Wednesday, I explained to them, and the MLS doesn't happen to have the house your client is looking for, find another one that's close and in the right area and add on to it to make it what it's looking for, to what your client's looking for. Repair after a fire. Sure. Repairs after a hurricane or tornado. Right now, Hurricane Harvey in Texas is providing lots and lots of work to rebuild. One of my inspectors called the other day and told me that his house had 3 feet of water in it, and they're just now getting around to fixing it. Of course, you ripped out the drywall ahead of time so everything could dry out nicely and not mold, but he's finally getting around to the putting in new drywall and getting his house back in shape. Glad to hear it. You can do commercial, mixed-use buildings. You can add additional units where zoning allows it. You can repair manufactured homes built after June 30th, 1976. That's important. There's a lot of manufactured homes out there that could use some help. Commercial mixed-use buildings, we can finance with 3.5% down payment and include the renovation of the residential portions of the property. Not all lenders will loan on mixed-use buildings, but we have a few. You can add a well or septic tank with the 203K. So can you build a retaining wall? Absolutely, you can do a retaining wall. It's likely not going to be the only thing you may want to repair, but certainly we had a retaining wall that in Fairfax, California, that had failed. It was actually supporting the main road going by and kept the road and that wall from coming into the house, which is merely 3 feet away. So we had some special considerations that had to be made. Part of the street had to be blocked off so no cars were in there when we took the old wall down. We didn't want cars getting too close to the edge. And they built the retaining wall. So, yes, you can build retaining walls. Remember that you only have 3.5% down FHA loan product, but might be your best choice. If your credit score is 580 to 620, the FHA 203K may also be your best choice. Call me if you need a best choice for a lender in this program. If, on the other hand, you had a better credit score, good payment history, and 10 to 20% payment down, you might be better served by the Fannie Mae home style renovation, as there's no mortgage insurance premium when you have 20% down. Now, Fannie Mae just came out with a 3% down program for single family houses, 1 to 4 units, actually. So you want to remember that it's not just the 203K. There's several different programs, and the one that fits your particular need might not be the FHA 203K. If you're going mixed use, commercial, then 203K is going to be your only option, to my knowledge, short of hard money. And hard money is usually double to triple the cost. So I hope you're enjoying your Easter holiday. Have a good dinner tonight. And in the meantime, we're going to take a short break and get on to the next email that came in. Remember, if you want to be part of the program, please call us at 888-627-6008, toll free. We'll be right back after a short break. Stay tuned.
.com. If you're having issues with your renovation project, we may be able to assist you. It's nice to know you have a knowledgeable person on your side. We recently had a client that had a lender telling them that the problem wasn't theirs, but it was the correspondent lender's. Ultimately, they agreed it was their problem and remedied the issue quickly. Most issues have been handled without a fee. Visit 203k911.com now and let's fix your problems.
Hey, welcome back. This is Mike Young. Again, if you want to be on the show, dial 888-627-6008, toll free. We're glad to have you. Love your questions. Your questions actually make the program more interesting. So the second email we had last week was, I'm a high school teacher. Heard about a program for teachers to purchase FHA foreclosures at a discount. Is this true? Well, I'm here to tell you, yes, it's true. You can actually gain access to homes with 50% discount off the appraised value. There are some cautions, however. One, these programs are called, in general, the Good Neighbor Next Door programs. More specifically, the Teacher Next Door program, which is part of that group. It was designed to help teachers in targeted neighborhoods to purchase HUD foreclosed homes at a discount. There are a number of low down payment properties and other fixtures that HUD owns that they've already appraised them and identified the as-is value of the properties. This is typical for full-time teachers, typically used for full-time teachers, K through 12 years. I would imagine that college teachers would be welcome in the program as well, because they found that in the targeted neighborhoods, teachers have a problem. They can't help themselves but teach. They become good neighbors. And that's what this is all about. But beware of bidding too high for a HUD foreclosed home. Number one, find yourself a realtor that is very, very familiar with the HUD process. You go onto the HUD website and you search the foreclosures, and right in there it'll say this is available for the Good Neighbor programs, Good Neighbor Next Door programs. And at that point, this is where the knowledge of the realtor comes in, because these homes, maybe let's say you've got one that's being sold for $250,000. Well, that's fine. $250,000 is the list price. And you're going to get a 50% discount if it's in a targeted area. So you're going to buy that house for $125,000. But you have to go through the bidding process just like everybody else. So as a school teacher and your agent is online, they're probably going to be online at the same time with you on that computer. They find a house and they put the bid in. This is again where a knowledgeable realtor is necessary. If it appraised at $250,000 and you're going to bid based on that value, after you get the bid, they're going to deduct 50%. But if you bid over $250,000 thinking you're going to get a 50% discount, you could be in big trouble, because anything over $250,000 that you bid, you have to bring to the table in cash. So I recommend a knowledgeable realtor. If you were to as an example, if you were to bid $300,000 on this project or this building, this home that you're looking at in a targeted area, thinking you're going to get it for $150,000, that's not the case. You're going to get it for $125,000, which is half of the $250,000, plus the $50,000 you overbid. And that $50,000 has to be brought in cash or a check. So don't do that. A knowledgeable realtor will tell you, let's bid $250,100 or $250,010, something that maybe you have in your pocket, because that overage is going to have to be paid at the time you put your offer in or shortly thereafter. Once you get the bid at $250,100, then your agent will identify you as a school teacher that qualifies for the Teacher Next Door program, and they will cut the price to $125,000 plus the overage that you bid. The fun part of this, now you have that free and clear if you live in the house for approximately 3 years. If you don't and you sell it early, then you're going to have to pay the $125,000 when you sell the property. But if after 3 years, that dissolves, it goes away, and that home and that profit is all yours. So the key is that don't ever offer more than you have in your pocket over what they're asking for that property. In California, Oakland, California, we were looking at a property, single family house for a teacher that was $500,000. First thing out of their mouth was, hey, oh, good, I'll offer $600,000. I'll get it for sure because I'm going to get a half off. Well, no, that doesn't work that way. Your Good Neighbor programs also include the Officer Next Door program, which works just like the Teacher Next Door program, but is for those who wear a badge to work. Police officers, EMT, firemen, and so forth. So where do you find these properties? First, you must find a knowledgeable realtor who deals with HUD foreclosed properties and knows their way around that end of the market so that you make the proper offer. If for some reason they offer, they also have to put in their commission, because with these discounted programs like the Good Neighbor programs, HUD doesn't pay a commission to the realtor. They have to build it into the loan. They have to build it into the paperwork, into the offer. So you want to be sure that you're using knowledgeable realtors so they don't end up doing their job for free. They would not be happy campers, I'm sure. The original idea that these homes had to be in targeted areas, which they do, community redevelopment identified areas. Be sure the property you're looking for qualifies for the teacher next door, the good neighbor next door programs. It should be on the listing. However, my stepson the other day had a house that was outside the area, and it was identified as a good neighbor house, a teacher next door home, but in fact turned out not to be. So even HUD makes mistakes. Lordy, lordy. Your local lender can tell you more about the program and likely provide you with a realtor who can help you. If you have a problem finding one, you might try Tom Huntley and Homebridge Financial in Santa Rosa. He is a manager and deals with properties all over the country and can put you with a local person if you're from anywhere else outside of California. He primarily handles California, but he is a manager, so he has the other managers at his disposal. It's so important the agent builds their commission on the buyer's side, as these homes don't get a seller paid commission. These are also properties you can get money to fix them up with. So it's not just getting the property at 50% discount. You can add on money to fix the house up and fix it up the way you want it. Is that cool or what? I just love this program. I think every property that's purchased in America should be purchased underneath a renovation loan. And add the things that you want done right then so that when you move in the house, you can start enjoying the home you wanted. The carpet may not be exactly the color you want. It's brand new. You don't want to throw it out, but it's not what you would have chosen. So choose it. Choose it. Pick what you want. Make this home your home. If it wants to be painted, have a professional painter paint it for you. Everybody thinks that they're a painter. You're not. Trust me. A professional painter will paint circles around you. And I just did a draw where the painting was not, interior painting was not in the scope of work. And the homeowner said, well, look, how much would you charge me to add painting? And contractor provided a bid. And the borrower said, no, that's way too high. And she went down and found a person on the street over at Home Depot, and they paid him $500 to come in and paint her house inside. And he did, with one coat of paint. And you can see through it everywhere. I'm sure she's not going to be happy with it. She may run down and get that guy back and have him do a second coat, and hopefully it might cover the paint at that time and make it livable. But it's certainly going to be a disgrace if, for her, a sad feeling every time she walks in her house if she doesn't get it painted at least one more coat, where the contractor was going to put three coats, a primer coat and two finish coats. Another email that we got this week was, can I use the 203K to fix up my manufactured home? Well, upgrading a manufactured or factory-built home is possible, not just stick-built homes. Keep in mind, they must be built after July 1st, 1976. Now, I said that before. I was reading the guideline, and it said after June 30th of 1976. My memory was July 1st. So either way, it's close enough. It's just July 1st or after 1976, then you can renovate them under the FHA 203K. Again, not all lenders will loan on manufactured housing. As an example, Homebridge, Tom Huntley, will not do that. Their company won't do that. But it opens up a great many more homes for renovation and the 203K. So keep thinking outside the box. Many of these homes were on permanent foundations, but even the ones that aren't can be upgraded and updated, and you don't have to have a permanent perimeter foundation. How about stick-built homes that is partially finished? It's about 18 months old. They never lived in it. They never finished it. They just had a foundation out there. 16th Street. I want to remember to tell you about that. Anyway, stick-built homes that were started, never finished. They never had a certificate of occupancy. Therefore, they do not qualify under the 203K. Now that I said that, years ago, I got a phone call from HUD telling me that they had that I had to go down to the city of Richmond, California, and pick up some certificates of occupancy on some houses, that townhouses that were going to be built, and that I was to do an FHA 203K on seven attached townhouses. The concrete slab was there. When he told me the address and the location, I said, well, I know those. I grew up in that area, and I go by there all the time in my work. That's a brand new foundation. There was a single family house. It was totally raised, and now there's just a slab for the seven townhouses, but they haven't been lived in. And I was told, this is HUD, so please go down to the city of Richmond. We've agreed to, they're going to give you the certificates of occupancy that prove they were occupied at some time in the past, more than a year ago, at least 12 months ago. And I argued again, and I was told that this is HUD. Do it, what you're told to do, please. So I did, and they built seven townhouses. They finished them. Apparently the contractor had run out of money after he got into this. But I knew they were never lived in, and that rule had been waived by HUD. Today, they don't waive any rules. There's nobody willing to waive a rule at HUD. So, can you do it? Yes, likely, if you have HUD's blessing. And again, I don't think that you're going to get that done these years. But you can do it maybe with a home-style renovation. You just have to check at the time. Typically, home-style likes it to be dried in. In other words, the walls are there, the siding is there, the roof is on, and it's dried in. So when the rain rains, the rain's not going to get on the inside. We're doing one like that right now in Twain Heart, California, where it was finished, we thought. Rough plumbing, rough electric was in, the roof was on, turned out to leak a little bit. We had to fix that. The siding was up. Some of that leaked. We had to repair that, but for the most part, it technically was dried in. It had windows. Anyway, the FHA 203K is not the only source for completing these things, and you need to keep that in mind. So remember, if you want to get on the show and be asked some questions, please call us at 888-627-6008, toll free. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
Thinking of becoming a 203K consultant? Contact us to see if you qualify. Home inspectors, contractors, architects, and engineers most likely qualify. Create an additional profit center using your existing knowledge base. For more information, visit 203ksoftware.com, and you'll be glad you did.
Ta-da. Hey, here we are back with you. This is Mike Young with Love My Renovation Project. Again, while we don't love them all, we do love most of them. If you want to be part of the show, call us at 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. Our next email this week came from a contractor. He called up, said, how can I get more business from the 203K program? Well, when I take on a new contractor into our team, we ask one thing of them. Stop us before you get too much work from this program. What happens is if you get a good contractor, and by the way, there's no mystery of how to get on our construction list nationally. If wherever you might be, if you're a licensed contractor, you can certainly do 203K loans, the construction. There's no formal approval process, though there is a company out there called 203kcontractors.com who will run you through the hoops and get you pre-qualified as a contractor. The lenders are going to do that for you in any case and in every case. So as long as you're licensed and doing a good job, you're going to get on our list. The problem is that if you do well and do fast, chances are you're going to get too busy because the lender is going to utilize you to death. So too many times a contractor will do well only to find out the lenders are providing too much business and they can't handle the volume. So have the courtesy, if that happens to you as a contractor, say, whoa, hold it down. Give me about 30 days and then put me back on the list. I got to get caught up because they can run you ragged. The last thing any of us wants is for you to get a bad reputation for not being able to handle all the projects that are coming at you. So it's best just to hold them back a little bit, maybe put on another crew if you need to, and growing pains sometimes are worse than your regular work. So please just pull it back a little bit when that time comes. Open the spigot again when it appears you're about 3 to 4 weeks from needing more work. There are two types of FHA loans. You, as a contractor, need to know them both and then choose the right one for your circumstances, and you may choose to do both. The first one, the original 203K, which is called the standard 203K or full 203K, became available in 1961. This program uses a 203K consultant to create a bid specification, and if they're doing their job properly, they'll price it out for the client and then remove the prices and send it out to you so you can bid on it. It's typically a blind bid situation. In some cases, we have lenders that are telling contractors or telling homeowners and realtors the fastest way to get these closed is to get a contractor bid first. I don't believe that for a second. What happens in that case is the contractor gets out there first. The homeowner says, I'd like to do these 10 things. And then he brings another contractor out. While that contractor is putting his bid together, and he brings this contractor out. He says, well, I'd like to do, I'm buying this house and I want to do these 12 things. Well, he just added two things he didn't tell the first contractor. So obviously he's likely going to be higher than the first contractor because he didn't tell the first contractor the same thing. Get the home consultant out there first. Get your scope of work lined out. Get a bid in your hands. So when the contractor's bid comes in, you at least have a ballpark, you know it's in this range. I tell this story over and over again, but I did the bid at $159,000 for a young lady in Marin County. Her contractor, by the way, I did my bid in 4.5 days. Her contractor took about 4.5 or 5 weeks. I was $159,000. Her contractor came in at $298,000. We ended up getting the job done for $161,000. $159,000 was my bid. $161,000 is a reasonable bid. But $298,000 was unreasonable. So just be careful when you're doing these things, that getting the contractor's bid first. If you only have one contractor, it's going to be $298,000. Have you served the client best as a lender that's calling for the contractor to get a bid first? The contractor does not typically know that contingency money is exposed. So he puts a bid together for $150,000, and in that $150,000, he might have 10%. Maybe he's got $7,000 extra just in case he runs into a problem. Is he going to give that up freely? No. That's his if the job doesn't require use of it. And he goes on vacation. Hey, family. Or he sends his family on vacation without him. The key is we have to know what that contingency is so we expose it. In that bid that I did for $159, the contractor came in at $171 instead of $161. I called him and I said, did you have any contingency reserve built in there? And his response was, yes, sir, I did. But I don't usually tell anybody how much it is or what it is. And I explained to him the program that you're getting into has to identify the contingency separately. Oh, well, I put $10,000 in there. And that's what brought him down to within $2,000 of my bid. So be careful when you get the contractor bid first. Be sure and let him know to expose his contingency. Show us how much contingency reserve he's building in. Sometimes after the fact, when you say, oh, gee, did you build a contingency reserve in there? And he said, no, when he did. But when we do our due diligence, we'll usually spot it. There'll be one item that we just can't justify the price on. Then we realize this guy's got $7,000 in contingency and he's hidden it all in this one line item. Usually we find out that that's true. And when we pin him down to that extra $7,000, yeah, okay, I do have a little contingency. I forgot. Well, you forgot just allowed us to save $7,000 on the contractor's bid for our client. Our fee on that project was probably $1,000. We just saved him $7,000. In the case of the one for $159, we saved the client $10,000. She would have been tickled pink with a $170,000 bid or a $171,000 bid against the $298,000. But in fact, we saved her $10,000 more, $135,000 off the contractor she was going to use. Okay, so let's pick up where we left off. We prefer to do the bid first, be the first people on the job. We create the scope of work with the help of the client, and we provide a price. We provide a bid. If your consultant is not providing a bid, then your consultant is not doing their job according to the guideline. And I'll tell you right now, there's about 90% of the consultants in America do not provide a bid up front. The other 10% do. The 90% either bring a contractor with them that they're recommending, and that contractor puts a price together and gives it to them. But that is not the way to do these. The other big thing for contractors getting into the 203K is to know that there's no upfront money on this program. That's right. Per the guideline, there's no upfront money. Contractor must be well-heeled and have credit or money or a combination of those to get the project started. So they must have at least 10% of the project volume. In other words, the $159,000 would require approximately $16,000 in credit or cash in the bank. And then if he's doing two of these at the same time, he's got to have credit to match on the other one, unless he's doing it with a different lender and they might not know. But there's no upfront money for the program. So since each draw must be no more than 30 days from the prior one, no project should literally take more than 5 months after it closes escrow. In reality, 6, 7, 8 months is typical. So be careful. Make sure you got enough money to carry your business during those lean periods between draws. Now, you can have a draw as often as you need one. The lenders have decided, and HUD has decided in its infinite wisdom, to change the guideline with the advent of the 4000.1, where it used to say 4 draws and a final. or more if the lender and the borrower agree. Well, somebody again at HUD decided that, oh, it's five draws. I heard it was five draws, and that's all you can have. So you can only have five draws, and he changed the guideline to say no more than five draws. That's just stupidity. These draws take six. What do you do, foreclose on the house? I don't think so. I don't think that's what anybody wants. The lender certainly doesn't want it. HUD doesn't need any more foreclosures. Homeowner doesn't want to lose his house because it took six draws. So everybody's kind of looking the other way and violating the guideline, because the guideline was written by somebody who thought they knew best and it didn't research it, didn't ask anybody, just made the decision. And now we're stuck with this. There are five draws, and that's the max. You can only have five draws. I'm doing my sixth, seventh, and eighth on several projects right now. I don't expect any problems from it, but who knows? Now that I've said that there's no upfront money, most lenders will follow the guideline, and some will advance 50% deposit on cabinetry, big ticket items. If you're doing windows, we just had windows worth $28,000 in this big old house, Mediterranean style, just beautiful. Did the first draw and all the windows were in, but $28,000 is a lot for a contractor to come out of pocket and get. And to order these custom windows, you need to pay at least 50% up front. So we got the lender to pay up front on the windows so we could get the windows ordered. And then the contractor only had to come up with half of that, $14,000, to get the windows out of, get them delivered and installed. And then he got his draw. So, cool. You can do that for floor coverings. You can do it for cabinetry. Those are the two big items. Some lenders don't regard countertops as part of the cabinetry. Countertops are part of the cabinetry, in my opinion. Without them, you don't have any cabinets until the countertops have been installed. Oh, okay. We have a project going on right now where the contractor just wasn't going to put up his money to buy the cabinet. So the project started and maturing, and all of a sudden we're ready for the cabinets and they hadn't even been ordered yet. The project should be finished. We're having to go to draw six because the contractor wasn't going to use his money to get the cabinets. Finally, the borrowers came out of their pocket, bought the cabinets, and they're being delivered. So that's all the full or standard 203K created in 1961. However, if you asked 100 realtors today in a room full of real estate agents and realtors, when do you think the 203 came about? They would tell you about 2005. And that's when the limited 203K, or at that time it was called the streamlined 203K, started. And we'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. We're going to take a break. Again, if you want to be part of the show at any time, call us at 888-627-6008. We'll be right back after this short break.
We know which lenders are all talk and which ones can actually close your loans faster. You can depend on our consultants for the facts before you choose a lender. There are many lenders who will tell you they need 60 to 90 days to close a renovation loan. Those aren't the ones to choose. A 203K can close as fast as a 203B, unless the lender is trying to play all the possible positions on the field. The 203K is a team sport, and you should have the team members that know what to do. If your LO is constantly calling the consultant to see how is it going, you may want to reevaluate that member. Each member has a job. Let them perform their part while you perform yours. The countdown doesn't start until the lender gets your financial information. Visit 203k911.com. We know what to do.
Remember, if you want to be part of the program, call us at 888-627-6008. We're talking about the limited 203K. Came out in about 2005. The guideline says it's a $35,000 maximum construction, but that's false. It's misleading. And for a HUD to put it out there at $35,000, and lenders to promote it at $35,000, it's just literally false and misleading. $35,000 also includes, you got to read the whole sentence. It's $35,000 including costs and fees. Okay, so $35,000, there's about $800 in costs and fees. So now you have $34,200 roughly in construction. Now, some lenders don't charge any money for contingency reserve. So if you don't have any contingency reserve, you actually have $34,200 for construction. Most lenders will want a 10% contingency, so you take 10% of $35,000 or $3,500 off of the $35,000 and $800 off of that. And now you're sitting down there closer to $30,000 in actual construction. Okay, so you can see how that flies. And if it's 20% contingency, which some lenders do charge, you only got about $28,000 for actual construction. Now, if anybody, and I know nobody does, but if anybody would look at the guideline and realize that the entire project is set up, it's the lender requires 20% contingency. So they send the appraiser out there. The appraiser looks at it and finds three more things that need to be added. If the appraiser finds one more thing that needs to be added, this just changed to a standard, a full 203K. Now the consultant has to come out and look and see if there's anything else because somebody screwed up. But they do it all day, every day, I'm sure. There's just too many streamlined or limited 203Ks going on for this not to be happening. A few years ago, I got a call from HUD because there was a lender out there selling septic system replacements and calling it a limited 203K because it was under $35,000. That's not true. HUD called me up and said, Mike, I want you to get the word out, because they knew that I have a blog that does pretty well, Mike's 203K blog on Active Rain. But we got the word out, but that's a standard. Anytime you're replacing a septic tank, that's structural. If you're replacing the septic system, that's structural. So you can't have any structural issues with a limited 203K. But the 203K does offer 50% upfront money. So if your lender has required you to have a 20% contingency and your loan amount now for construction is $28,000, you're going to get $14,000 upfront. Now, what does that mean? Upfront by most lenders would mean, once they get you in the system, once the loan closes and it takes them 2 or 3 weeks to get you in their system, then you can get the $14,000 to start. What would happen if you had a consultant involved on that limited 203K is they would fill the paperwork out to get you the $14,000 out of escrow at the closing of the escrow. The borrower gets the property in his name, they hand him the keys, and they hand him a check for the contractor to get started. Now, how many times is that happening? Who knows? Maybe 50%, with the other 50% making the clients wait an additional 2 weeks while they get around to getting it in the system. So pay attention to the lender that you're using. If you're using a 203K, make sure you put in an escrow instruction to pay 50% of the construction money to the contractors. Get it started. You can have up to 5 trade contractors. That's 5 different checks that are going to have to be made. If you have a general, that's great. But if you don't, and you can legally have, by the guideline, have 5, up to 5 trade contractors. Okay, another plus is that you can be the general. By hiring those 5 subcontractors to do the work, you're effectively the general contractor. One more thing that was built into this latest guideline change, the 4000.1 handbook, is that you can no longer finance consultant fees in your loan, where they can be financed under the standard of full 203K and given back at close of escrow. HUD made a smart move and said, hey, you can't finance those costs. You can still hire a consultant, but you have to pay them and it's not reimbursed in the loan. Now, if you look at the HUD, the limited 203K experience rating is that 98% of the problem 203K loans are limited 203Ks. So in somebody's infinite wisdom, they said, let's not let them use a consultant. And that's easy to do by just not refinancing or letting them finance the consultant fees. Now, does that make a lot of sense? No, but there's a lot of things at HUD that don't make a lot of sense, haven't been well thought out, including the home inspector's requirement. And then we have to disclose that what we're giving you is not a home inspection. I could go on and on. We could go and hold 3 to 1 hour shows about just that. But if you're having issues with your 203K or other type renovation project, and there's nobody there to talk to with knowledge, you tried the lender and they just put you off. Maybe they've even put you off to their legal department. And call us. Check out 203k911.com. We've helped hundreds of people at no fee at all. We do charge a fee for our services if you have to go that extra mile and you want us to step in on your behalf and help you get it resolved personally with our expertise. But most of the time, we can guide you without a fee and show you how you can address those issues and how to get them back in track or back out on track, or how to fire the contractor. If you go to 203K911, click on the news button. You can scroll down there and you'll see some of the things that we put on the posted that might just help you and get your project back on track without a fee. Absolutely free. I had an interesting client the other day. The contractor called me for a final inspection. And it made me think I should talk about this on the radio. But what should my home look like at the final inspection? I mean, we're ready to see something that's ready to move in. And if we're doing something that's ready to move in, it should be just that, ready to move in. I can't tell you how many times I get to a project for the final draw to find garbage stacked up high in the garage or driveway. A dozen workers still working, a dozen items still under construction. And he said, I'd hope to have this done before you got here. And I said, well, what about the toilet out there, the temporary services in the driveway? This is supposed to be, quote, a final inspection, unquote. So when I get there or the inspector shows up to do your perform any draw that they're doing, whether it's the first inspection or the last one, but particularly the last one, they don't want it to look at what might be completed in 3 or 4 hours. We're there to inspect what's complete at the time of the inspection. So give yourself another day if you need another day. So many contractors get tied up. I just got to have cash flow. I need to get this final draw in right now, today, but I don't have the project finished. So how is it possible? It's not. And it could trigger another inspection. I'm here taking the final photographs to show the lender that this project is finished. And the first thing I do is take the street photograph with a toilet sitting in the front driveway. Hello? That's not a final. Then I walk in and see all these guys working feverishly to nail down that last bit of flooring and get that last bit of trim on the doors. It's so disappointing because it didn't used to be that way. But lately it's become more and more the norm. So we've got to get this straightened out. And now when we get a call for that final draw, we tell the contractor, is it finished now? If it's not finished now, call me when it is finished and we'll do that final inspection. So anyway, our question is about the final draw. We just got to have it finished. It needs to be done before we get out there. We've had fun today. I appreciate it. I'm going to go back to my family. I hope you're going back to your family. We hope you had a good Easter. If you've been it with us, then thank you so much for that hour. We appreciate that too. So we'll see you next Sunday at 1 to 2 p.m. And we'll be looking at more email questions, and hopefully we'll have some callers. So thank you and good night. Signing off.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you loved? Visit 203konline.com now and let's get your home makeover projects done right.